Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today we're looking at how you can speak better to improve your work life situations or improve your chance of getting a job. Now, I've spent some time here in Finland working with other immigrants to the country who have found it difficult to find employment, often due to the language, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's kind of cultural differences or educational differences. But essentially, the first thing I'd like to point out to anyone who's going up for a job interview is that if you're in the room, if you've been invited for an interview, whether it's on Zoom or actually in person, you've already shown your ability. So they know you can do the job, or, you know, pickings are slim, but they got you there because, well, this is some person whose CV tells me that they can do the job. So after that, you don't have to worry about whether you can do it or not. After that, I would suggest that there's other things involved. So what could those be, and how could you adopt new ways of speaking or different ways of speaking that's going to help you just be ahead of everyone else and maybe nail that job? Well, first of all, let's take two scenarios. Let's say that we've got one person who knows what they're talking about, one person who doesn't know what they're talking about, and they both are explaining something on the same topic. The person who doesn't know what they're talking about will be much less able to tell a convincing story, to be able to kind of have any authority and confidence speaking on that topic. The person who does will. And so even though it's not a physical thing you can do with your voice, you can help yourself by knowing what you're going to say in advance. Now, again, you've already got you in the room, so they know you can do the job, which is likely you probably know the tasks themselves. However, what else can you look at? You could look at the business you're going to work for, the employer. You could do your research on who they are, what kind of people have worked there before. Maybe you can even speak to past employees. You can also try and find out what their values are and their core, you know, principles. What do they stand for? Because if you can find these things out, you're going to be in a much better position to understand how to approach them and how to speak about yourself and how you can promote yourself in a way that's maybe more towards their culture. And this is important because knowing what they're about will give you authority on how to approach them when you go in there. So in that respect, knowing who you're talking to is key. And again, like I said, it will give you the confidence to know how to speak to them. And having the confidence is, you know, half the battle, because these are nerve-wracking situations. As an actor, I've been in like hundreds of auditions, and they're really, really kind of stressful sometimes. But you've got to remember, if you've done your research, you know who you're talking to, it really does help you gives you something to talk about, you know, if you need to. But that brings me on to my second point, which is try not to talk too much. If you can use this opportunity to listen and focus on exactly what they're saying, and allowing that information to filter, when you do respond, you'll have a much more in-depth understanding of how to negotiate the conversation. Because if you go in there with lots to say, you're going to eventually trip up and say something, or just talk too much and start talking about yourself, and that's going to come over perhaps in a negative light in that situation, especially when you're a little bit nervous and a little bit stressed out. So the best thing to do is spend your time actively listening and waiting for any questions. That way you would have taken on board anything that you would miss if you were just waiting for your turn to speak, because that can just throw you off even more. So also, when you don't think about yourself too much and you're concentrating on listening, it helps you to remain calmer because you're more curious and less ambitious about the conversation. Because remember, you've already been invited to that room because they know you can do the job. You've found out who they are, what their values and principles are, and you're doing your listening the best you can. So what can you do vocally that's going to help you speak to get that job? Well, these things were psychological, but vocally, what you can do is some breath work. And there's a great video right here that's going to help ground you, help you to just remain relaxed and calm and have the correct amount of oxygen in your body before you walk into the room. If you're hyperventilating, if you're breathing, getting nervous, as we do, and start taking more, you know, air, because our bodies naturally want to take more oxygen because we get into a fight or flight mode, and therefore we take more oxygen, and then we heighten it even more. We don't want to be feeling like that when we go in there, because that just, you know, accentuates the anxiety we feel. So slow, deep breathing, in a way that helps you to just ground yourself. That's going to be really key before you go in that room. Like, as soon, if you're waiting in the hallway outside or in a waiting room, get there a bit early so you can just have 5 minutes to close your eyes and do this exercise, like I said in that video. It's really going to help you. Also with that, because this is how to speak to get a job, it's also going to open up your lungs and help relax you so your belly can be relaxed, and therefore you might just speak with a bit more resonance, because as we always talk about on this channel, tension inhibits the voice and makes it tighter and higher pitched. And if you can just relax, you can speak in your natural warmest tones and with ease of effort, and that's really important. Another thing I would say is that if you're in an interview, you want to be able to connect and speak concisely with the people. So not only spend time listening to them, but also if you do some articulation exercises before you go in there, then your speech will just be a bit clearer. And if you slow down after doing the breathing exercises and are able to articulate yourself at a pace that is clear and audible, then it will be easy for them to understand what you're saying. And again, your nerves won't get in the way of that, because if you've done the work on your articulators, here's a great exercise video for that, then this will just put you in a much better position to articulate your words. I mean, that's why it's called articulation. So when you work your articulators and do a little warm-up for those, you will be better able to articulate yourself, or enunciate, pronounce, whatever you prefer to call that. Another key thing when you're speaking to a possible employer is to try not to talk about yourself too much. Now, I already said do more listening, and that's going to help because you're actively going to be paying attention and being curious. But if you approach an employer telling them what you're going to get out of this job and what you want and why you want it and why you think you're good for the company, that can come across like it's all about you and not about them. At the end of the day, you're there to provide a solution to a problem. They need something to get done and they need someone to do that thing. They don't really, they probably do care if they're ethical. They do care about your well-being, but they haven't employed you yet. So if you go into an employment situation and start saying, well, I would like to be 5 years and I'd like to grow up the ladder and I think earning this money is going to really benefit me and having this experience, it's not going to help you. And you'd be surprised how many people go in there with that mindset. Try and make it about the employer, is my point. Try and say what's relevant to solving their problem. Not what's in it for you, but what you can give to them. So by keeping it about them, you're making it relevant to them and answering their problem. So those are a few key points that are going to help you. Know who you're talking to. Do plenty of listening. Try not to talk too much. Talk about them and solving their problem. Do a breathing, grounding workout beforehand and an articulation warm-up beforehand. And all these things together are really going to help you just like feel more comfortable in that environment and feel more able to speak. Because when you're relaxed and articulate, you just be clearer and concise. And again, with that breath work, you'll be more present, which means you'll be able to listen better, which means you'll be able to respond better, which means you'll probably just come across better and feel more confident at the same time. I hope this has been useful for you. Look, I know this is just a short video and they're kind of quite simple tricks. I would go and check out those other two videos because they can be quite useful in learning how to breathe and better your articulation in those environments. If you've got a job interview coming up, break a leg, good luck, you know, all the best. Breathe, do the work beforehand, do your research, stay calm, it's all fine. They want you there, that's why you're there, okay? I'm Darren McStay, this is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now.